Okay. So say your name and his name again, please.
Avril Howard.
Yeah. He's kind of still in that place. I don't know how long ago it was, but he's in that place where he's kind of going through review and stuff. So he's still like in that place of learning with kind of going over things, learning what he did learn, what he still has opportunity to learn. But overall, I'm going to say he's really pretty happy with how things went, and with his accomplishments, because it's funny, he's saying, like, you know, like, that Earth school is really not easy. He says it's like so, it's so easy when you're in lighter energies to see it. He says, but the Earth consciousness is still so heavy that, you know, it almost like it throws you for a loop and you forget who you really are. You forget who you really are. He says, so what he loves, I know to me, he feels so advanced, to be honest, that he can have this much of a conversation so soon. So I feel like that's to his credit.
Yeah.
But he says, you know, he says it's really all about discovering and realigning and remembering with who you are. And he says, if he could just pass on some teachings to us, he said, you know, to realize it's really all about you. And he says, where we tend to get lost in this, like, samsara in the world of illusion is we really buy into the separateness of thinking that there are other beings out there that, like, you know, we have to change everything out there. And he says, you know, the more that you remember, it's really about finding your own light. That that's what brings light to everything and moves your soul forward. And he says, you know, he says people, including him, get really lost in thinking that others have more power than they do. Like, you know, in other words, we get so focused on the other, what the other person's doing or not doing, that if we could always just remember, he's really wise. If we could always just remember to keep the focus on ourselves and our own growth, that, you know, it basically, like, nobody can keep you from your good. And conversely, if there's something that you're meant to learn because your higher self has a teaching in mind for you, there's no one's going to keep it from happening, you know, so that, you know, stop blaming your neighbor, your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, you know, like, and kind of settle into your own learning, because this is about your own learning as much as, you know, you want to throw blame around the world. He said, which he's very aware now that he did. That it's really about your higher self grooming you and teaching you. And the more that you get on board with that, he said he wished, like, you know, he says if he could just do like a PS to his life, you know, there are just like a couple of things that he sort of missed that he would like to try to do over. But he says overall, you know, it was successful and he's happy. And he very much appreciates your love and concern, and also your blessing, because whatever you did was actually like an energetic blessing. He said it was like putting, I'm getting chills, honey. He said it was like putting wind to his sail. So like if he was on a sailboat, he says you provided the wind that he needed to make his sailboat go. So he thanks you.
Oh, that's brilliant. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
That's brilliant. Yeah, that really was brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I love that message.
It's amazing.
Very, I have to say too, because the fact that he could be that articulate with such wisdom and gifts that early on, to me, says that he's presenting with very high consciousness, like for him to be able to, you know, yeah, that fast, yeah. Really, really wise soul.
He was a man of few words.
Yeah, and had a lot of heart. He says he bottomed out like the rest of them. He says he got as lost as anybody. He says, but he can see it now. And he says he can see it now from like the right perspective, you know, like he doesn't beat himself up over it. You know, he understands. He says, you know, that was a hard course, being Earth life. He says that was a hard course. All right, I'll leave you with that. What a joy. What a joy to talk to him. Thank you. Hey, Michelle. Wasn't that great wisdom?
Hi, that was really beautiful.
That really was beautiful.
Really beautiful. And mm-hmm. Avril, I am love and light to you and your time of grief and loss right now. That was really a beautiful message.
I know. He can teach every class, it feels like to me.
And that kind of inspired me. I was not going to ask about this at all. We lost a friend, I would not say a dear friend. I actually didn't know him well at all. My husband was closer with him. But when I learned that he was in hospice, I was in line to pick up Kayla, and Dave kept, my husband kept asking me, can you do something, do some energy work? And of course, I don't feel confident to do anything like that. And I was feeling like he was going to pass and there was nothing I could do, but Dave kept asking, and I was just moved to do this weird toning just came over me while I was in the car. I felt like I had connected with his energy first and asked the permission and just got an absolutely yes and did this toning, and then I felt like it was done. And then that was it. Like, Dave asked me later that night, should we go? Can you do something else? And I just kept feeling no, like I did all I could. And I guess I'm not looking for confirmation from the man who passed, because I really didn't have much of a relationship with him, but maybe if you can just ask the masters if that was, I don't know, what was I doing? Or was that something that was real? Because of course it felt extraordinary at the time, but later, that horrible word, doubt, creeps in and I think I'm all
over. Okay. So the first thing they want to get you to notice is how much respect your husband has for you and your abilities and your, I want to say like advanced awareness. They really want you to take a moment, or they're inviting you, let me say it that way, to take a moment and pause and allow that mirror to be received. Allow that mirror to be received. Because he's really treating you like a master, like the master which you are. And he intuitively recognizes your gifts and your powers and your kind of like your master consciousness. I don't know how else to say that. And has great admiration for it and kind of treats you accordingly in that regard. And they're asking you to, and say your name again, Michelle?
Michelle.
They're asking you to receive that, because they're saying there's an imbalance. There's an imbalance in your perception of self that they're asking you to make some corrections with. Because it does no good for you to be like, yes, Kitty, it's time for Kitty to join us. It does no good for you to be a doubting Thomas of your own abilities. It's sort of, I don't know how to say this. I feel like it's like that energy that, I don't want to call it being coy or anything, but they're kind of saying like, you've outgrown that like introductory stage. You've outgrown that, it's kind of like beginners. Like, here's what I'm looking at. It's like if you're looking at beginners tennis or something, in the beginning, you don't know really what you're doing, and it's like all kind of funny. Like, you see like these 8-year-old girls. I'm looking at 8-year-old girls kind of giggling at themselves. But, once you join the tennis team, pretty much you can be certain that you know how to play tennis. And so now I'm looking at these girls, and they're kind of like 13 or 14. And so they're saying that you kind of have outgrown the 8-year-old stage. Like they were, it's really funny. It's like they're showing me different uniforms, almost like brownies, you know, how like Girl Scouts are. So they're showing me different uniforms. Like it's a totally different class. They have different uniforms. They have different rackets even because of their performance of certain materials or whatever. I don't really know about tennis, but I don't know why they're showing me this. But anyway, they're asking you to update your understanding of self. Does that make sense? In other words, your perception, not your understanding, because that's intellectual. Your perception of self, because he's really reflecting to you a very strong mirror and very strong reminder of who you are. So they're saying as you receive that, that will empower your own relationship with self. And that will also help to heal some of, I don't know how to say this, they're saying like the boundary issues that you've gone through with your husband. That as you allow this mirror to come in, that will also help to repair some of, so I'm just going to say energies. I don't know why that word's just skipping over. I'm just not receiving it. But the bottom line is they're asking you to honor that and to receive that. It'll help on a number of levels. Okay, so that's number one. Now, two, in terms of your extraordinary powers and gifts. Is that a clue? In terms of your extraordinary powers and gifts, yes, you're a highly advanced energetic master, a tuner, something like that. And so again, it's going from this place of you deflecting all the mirrors that are being presented to you that represent that. So in other words, whether the mirror is coming from Dave or whether the mirror is coming from your own intuitive nature, you're doing the same thing. They're saying is that you keep deflecting it off, like, oh, this doesn't belong to me, this doesn't belong to me. And they're saying, yeah, it does. It does belong to you, because like their whole message today was that you have the power and that it's okay to invite power back into your life, to invite power into your life. And that's pretty much what's going on, is every time you recognize any kind of power, your mind quickly is like, oh, that doesn't belong to me, and you shuffle it along, you know, you must be going now. They're asking you to get comfortable with your state of power. Get comfortable with it, because that's actually your state of grace. Because when you allow that unification with your higher self, that is a very powerful stance. They're asking me to send you back the picture that I forwarded to you when you made that that lion picture. Remember the lion picture with the geometric symbolism? They're asking me to send it to you again so that you can breathe that in. You can breathe that in and to identify with that. And they're also saying that you actually pulled that symbolism out. You've got like another form or picture of it, like a kissing cousin version of it. And that's what you're ready. They're saying you're ready. I'm so sorry to tell you this, but they're saying you're ready to be in alignment with, to be in alignment with. And say your name again, please.
Michelle.
And say it one more time, please.
Michelle.
So they're saying that what about that scares you? What about that scares you? Because in fact, that's your new breeding ground. That's the place. Here's what they want to say to you. That's the place that's going to give you your freedom. That's the place that's going to give you your freedom. So basically, to start feeling like that true presence which you are, to start harmonizing with it. Because as you keep deflecting from it, as you keep bouncing away from it, you're bouncing away from that which is going to give you your glory, which is going to give you your freedom, which is going to give you your advancement. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so the line's going back to you now. Well, I'm being sent back to you.
Thank you, Nicole.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's good. It's really, really good. Yeah, I can really feel it. You know what it reminds me of is when I tune into you. You ever play that game Hot Potato? You know, when you sit in a circle and you have to keep passing it, it's like you keep getting the power and you keep passing it along. And it's like, no, it's supposed to be yours. That's how it feels. And you're like, oh, here, quick, I can't keep this. And they're like, oh, yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. It's like that. They're going to keep playing with you. I really feel that way. I feel like it's going to even start getting silly, that people are just going to start, like, really reflecting your power to you. And it's kind of like, you know, like when you have something pretty and someone compliments you, and then, you know, like the old thing is to say, oh, this silly thing or this old thing. It's going to be like that. People are going to keep complimenting you, and it's going to get silly of how you keep trying to deflect off it and not own it. And you're going to get it. You're going to get it. It's like, I get what's going on. It's like, I'm supposed to own this. And it's like, all you got to do is say, thank you. Thank you. And just allow it to sit in, allow it to take it in. But Dave, I feel like Dave is really trying to, his higher self is very aware that you need that mirror. And I feel like he keeps offering it to you. And so it's your job to receive it. It's your job to receive it.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Indeed. It is a message for all, is it not? In other words, to receive that which is due you, to receive your true self. And this is what we are establishing. This is what we are bringing to you in consciousness. Now, we are working with you nightly. We are working with you through your daytime awareness. In fact, you can be assured that we are with you 24/7. So we invite you to take us with you. We invite you, each of you, the next time that you feel tripped up by a situation, by a phrasing or a wording that someone brings to you, to allow us to have a go at it. Allow us to give you some feedback, give you some insight. Because what you will do is you will allow yourself truly to establish holy contact with your master consciousness, with your master self 24/7. And the more that you do that, the more you will allow that empowerment to be part of you, to align with it. And in truth, this is your holy truth. This is what the name of the game is all about. Until next time, we surround you with our love and our faith in your ability to secure and find your own way home. And as you do so, of course, you will recognize that truly you have never left. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.